Check this out. A news report carries a story about a woman who apparently sees the world upside down. What makes you think we see the world the right way up? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, when we share the gospel, it really does threaten to turn people's world upside down.
Or, as Christians believe, turn it back the right way up.
Exactly.
John, we're looking at the book of James chapter 1, and he clearly states this world is upside down. Listen to this. The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who's rich should take pride in his low position.
Yeah, not exactly the wisdom of the world.
It makes no sense to people today, at least not naturally. The wisdom of the world says the wealthy and powerful, well, they've made it to the top. The poor and disadvantaged, they're scrambling around at the bottom. Now, James isn't saying that your bank balance is the dipstick that measures your standing with God. Many in poverty, they shake their fist at God. Many wealthy people, they're generous stewards of God's resources.
It's just that earthly things can distract us and disguise our deeper needs.
And that's why those who have little or nothing may be more open to seek after God and live in close fellowship with Him. Some of the poorest people in this world, they've been the richest in God's eyes. Yet those who have everything the world has to offer can easily stumble into the snare of self-sufficiency. Some of the richest people in this world have nothing in God's eyes, nothing that will last.
So there is a sense this world is upside down, and the Christian worldview turns things the right way up.
The wisdom of the world tells us to focus everything on pursuing earthly success. James warns, do this and you'll burn out, and the fruit of your life will burn up.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. The website, reasonwhy.org.